Welcome to the Nightly Five podcast with Ben O'Shea.
Being an outdoor legend feels pretty good. That BCF and feeling is
BCF and fun. Hey!
That BCF and feeling is not so BCF and fun right now because the company that owns BCF and Rebel Sport is facing bombshell allegations of an undisclosed relationship involving its chief executive, Anthony Heraghty, and it's at the heart of a potential $50 million lawsuit. Here to tell us more is business reporter Adrian Lowe. Adrian, so who might be bringing this lawsuit?
Ben, at this stage, the details are pretty sketchy because we've had a very interesting incident of the law firm that's representing the aggrieved employees not commenting, not lodging any paperwork yet. This has come from the company preempting what might eventuate. All we know at this stage is that the employees who are making the allegations are head office employees. They're not casual employees down at Rebel Sport. They are in head office in Brisbane.
Yeah, right. So this involves the Super Retail Group that owns Rebel Sport. They own Super Cheap Auto, BCF that we mentioned. What do we know about the allegations against Anthony Heraghty?
At this stage, the allegations are against the company and against the CEO. So they're about the CEO. It's about an undisclosed relationship or allegations of an undisclosed relationship with the former head of human resources. Now, that person is not one of the people who's making the allegations. But their separate allegations also involve allegations of bullying and victimisation, adverse treatment, some corporate team members having unreasonable workloads, insufficient resources and access to information being restricted, and some allegations of unsatisfactory company record management.
Yeah, and even inappropriate company travel. It's a wide-ranging list of grievances here that could potentially form the basis of this lawsuit, which, as you mentioned, has not been lodged as yet. So what is the company saying and why have they decided to come forward with it?
The company's said not very much, but said a lot at the same time. It's a short statement, but it views the claim as baseless because its board investigated it, appointed external investigators to probe it, and said not one of the allegations could be substantiated. So they are essentially waiting for this lawsuit, if it eventuates, to come through, make the specific allegations so they can actually defend it further.
Yeah, right.
It's quite interesting. As I said earlier, you don't often see it happening this way. You often have the law firms lodge the case, let media know, and then the company has to respond slightly on the back foot. In this case, the company's taken the initiative to alert the market about it as well as the media, obviously, and they're still waiting. We've tried contacting the law firm. They've not responded.
Yeah,
and we're
right.
Not the only ones.
So the company has had this hanging over their heads. They've alerted the ASX and then basically said to the people with the grievances, these former employees, shit or get off the pot, basically,
yeah,
when it comes to lodging a lawsuit.
Yeah, it's a case of put up or shut up, essentially.
Yeah.
They're really waiting to see what is actually alleged, because until that actually happens, this is not something that is going anywhere.
Yeah, right. And so what's happened to the share price today?
Well, with still a couple of hours of trading, the shares are down about 4%. Super Retail Group is a $3.3 billion company, so it's not a huge amount of money in terms of their actual market cap, but it is substantial in terms of the legal ramifications. We haven't seen anything of this sort of quantum as a claim or alleged claim that will happen since the case against David Jones by the former publicist. And that was in, you know, late 2009, I believe. So around before the turn of the decade. So we haven't had a huge corporate sort of lawsuit of this magnitude for quite some time.
Yeah, it'll be fascinating to see how it unfolds. And I think anything involving a big company's CEO is going to attract the attention of the market and certainly of the media. Business reporter Adrian Lowe, we really appreciate you giving us this update.
No worries, anytime.